Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. What up? We are so happy that all of you could join us today as we serve up the latest and greatest of celebrity entertainment news. And you know the drill. Mm-hmm. We gotta say, first of all, what's up to my Chewy,
what's up?
And our ATL family. Hey, ATL.
Now, check this out. Heidi and Frank will join us later on in the show, and we're going to dish about Megan Thee Stallion's savage performance on SNL.
Now, first there was Chris Evans, but guess what? I think another celebrity might have leaked their private parts. We'll tell you all about that shortly.
And our boy Tone Capone goes on set to hang out with the stars, John Slattery, and the rest of the cast of the new Fox show next. But Sherry, what's poppin'?
Chewy. Well, we're kicking the show off with some boiling tea. Mariah Carey's new memoir, which is so good. The meaning of Mariah Carey is the gift that keeps on giving, y'all. You know, y'all remember when Mariah was engaged to billionaire James Packer? The couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that. Like, it was hot. They were together. The couple was together for 18 months. But when they broke up, Mimi sued James Packer for $5 million because he wasted her time by uprooting her from New York City to L.A. so they could spend more time together. I didn't know that you could do that. Well, in a recent interview with the Diva, it was brought up that she left James Packer out of her memoir. And when asked why, here's how she responded.
If it was a relationship that mattered, darling, it's in the book. If not, it didn't occur. We didn't have a physical relationship, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. Ooh, to hear a woman say that your relationship, it never even mattered, and that's why she didn't talk about you anymore. Does that hurt? Does that hurt? Like, how would that feel to y'all?
I would, to be honest with you, y'all, I would cry because I hate getting my heart broken. I would probably cry in bed and just eat my feelings.
Oh, chew.
Especially if I relocated her and I flew her out and I wined her and dined her and bought her whatever she wants. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do, y'all. That's rough.
There are a whole lot of details that y'all don't know about. I don't think there was like a love connection. He was infatuated and he did waste her time. But read the book, honey. Go get it.
Friend, honey, we know this is your best friend, Brad, now, but do you agree with her? Now, because if you don't get busy, honey, the relationship doesn't count. I mean, Brad, that's not cute, honey. Your friend needs to change her ways.
What's not cute? Until marriage, my friend ain't giving it up, okay? Now, don't do that. Don't do that. That's what happened with Nick, and from there on out, she felt the same way. So, if he wanted to wait or whatever, he waited, and he wasted her time. Waited and wasted, baby. WW.
Oh. All right, y'all. Well, come on. Let's move on to bigger and better things. Well, here's women's junk. You don't have to wait till marriage to see, honey. This past weekend, Tyra gave his fans on social media a peeping peen show, y'all. Now, Gary, did you see it? And now, some were saying that Tyga leaked the picture to promote his OnlyFans account that he's recently started. And some were saying it happened by accident. Oops. But either way, fans want to see more. Now, we know why Kylie and Blac Chyna were just going crazy over little Big Tyga.
Well, honey, the coin and attention, y'all must be good on OnlyFans, baby. Miss Cardi B, Amber Rose, and even rich white women, baby, are jumping in on it like Bella Thorne and Real Housewives of New York City's baby, Miss Sonya Morgan.
Well, Gary, since you mentioned it, white women are getting in on it more. Does this mean you're going to make your account? Because you know you're a white woman. So what can we expect, Gary?
Yes, ma'am, baby. I'm getting me an account. But let me tell y'all something. Mine ain't going to be $20, baby, because mine's going to be one of y'all favorite celebrities. So it's going to be two of us. So y'all got to pay a little more extra coins for that view.
Okay, Gary, I can't see you.
I was just about to ask you, why are these celebs doing this? Because, you know, Tyga's charging like $20 a month. Like, would you pay this kind of money to see Tyga?
I wouldn't pay $20 because you've shown it to me. I've seen it. It reminded me of that song, Baby Got Back. It's long. It's strong. It's time to get the friction on. Anyway, I digress.
Oh, wow.
But I'm already...
out, Sherry.
I've already seen it. You've left nothing to my imagination.
But Sherry, right. Sherry, what if he got creative with it, Sherry, and dressed it up seasonally? Like, you know, maybe for Halloween, no. He puts like a little eye patch on it. Or like for Christmas, he puts like a Santa Claus hat on it.
It's gotta be an edible eye patch, Craig. That's what I'm talking about. This has gotta be a big patch.
All right, y'all. Well, over the weekend, Saturday Night Live returned to doing shows in their studio. Host was Chris Rock, and the musical guest was Megan Thee Stallion. They called attention to the Breonna Taylor case during her performance of Savage, but it was another musical number that got everyone laughing. Meg joined several cast members in a music video to address the pandemic dating problem. Masks are keeping people from seeing the bottom of your face. Check it out.
It's been a month, a week, and 3 days, and I want you in so many ways, but it's one thing getting in the way. I still ain't seen the bottom of your face. What's up with the bottom of your face?
What it look like?
Bottom of your face. What's up with the bottom of your face?
Let me see it.
Man, he don't care about your health. He just want to see you topless. Pulling up to his crib, swallowing his droplets.
So, Sherry, wait. How long would you, Sherry, date somebody if you couldn't see the bottom of their face, girl?
Oh, it wouldn't last long, Brad. I can't. You know what? Because you may be missing a side tooth. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to fall in love with you. Then you pull that mask off and you ain't got, you got a big hole in the side of your tooth. I'm I need to see your face right away.
We already dealing with this, with these men with these catfish beards, okay? We living through it right now.
Yeah.
If these men did not have these beards, honey, baby, you don't know what's going on.
Like, it's payback for years of, like, weave witchcraft and which guy's been having to deal with, too. Because a lot of times we be thinking that's y'all hair, and then next thing you know, we realize we both get the same haircut at the barber.
My biggest nightmare is that a man will pull, that his hair will not be real, the beard won't be real, he gonna look like George Jefferson. He was so fine, and now he look like George Jefferson. Gary.
All right, well, award shows still figuring out how to handle broadcast during the pandemic. There is more pressure on the host, right? Well, the Country Music Association, or the CMA, is shaking things up for the upcoming show. Now, Reba McEntire and Darius Rucker, Moody and the Blowfish, will co-host the November 11th show. This comes after a decade of Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley emceeing the event. Now, Portia, do you think the CMA is aiming, like, to make it a little bit more diverse by adding Darius? And would you even watch?
I mean, I don't know if Darius gonna make me come over there because Darius is them. I mean, he country music. If you listen to country music, then you're gonna want to see Darius. You know, if you don't listen to country music, you don't listen to country music.
I would watch it if it was Lil Nas X hosting with Reba. I agree with you, Portia. Like, bring somebody else in.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss seeing Carrie Underwood's legs and outfits, honey, because every time she used to hit that stage, she would serve your ass.
Up next, Christina Aguilera reveals what she won't do anymore, and it might surprise you. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Hi, Frank. Hey. You are here joining us.
Hello.
Joining Chewy and I. How are you guys?
What's up, man?
We're good.
Doing well. A little gassy, but besides that, I'm fine.
Me too.
Part cloudy.
Me too.
Heidi and Frank. Fair. So speaking of gaslighting, Christina Aguilera says she is okay with being a little thick. All right. And everybody is just going to have to deal with it. Now, the singer graced the cover, I hope I'm saying this right, of Le Official Italia, the fashion issue.
Good job.
In Christina's interview, she admitted that in the past, she has suffered from anxiety due to body issues. But at the age of 39, she is okay with the woman that she is, and she is over trying to be perfect. Here's a little of what she said. I am not going on a diet. Get over it. Each of us is an individual, and people judge you based on your differences, on what makes you unique. I love this, Heidi. As women, you know, women, we can be so hard on ourselves. Does Christina have a point when she said, screw it when it comes to dieting?
Listen, she's had two kids, too. Yes. So there's a whole other layer there.
You
you carry two human beings inside your body. You're 39 years old.
But they're not in there still.
Maybe I'm not seeing because I'm seeing a woman looking at another woman. I don't see her as thick.
Come on.
I really don't.
Women judge other women.
No, but I don't look and go, she's thick. I'm like,
you know how I like my women? I like them thick. I like stretch marks. I like big thighs.
You like stretch marks, Chewy.
If they're built like a little mini fridge, I'm okay with it. We're going to be eating snacks together, baby. Like, that's... Yeah, that's what I love.
I love it, Chewy.
Oh, all right, God. You guys. So earlier this year, we dished about Kristen Cavallari Cutler divorcing her soon-to-be ex-husband, Jay Cutler, former NFL player. Well, not only is she kicking Jay to the curb, but she's also saying goodbye to his last name. And the reality star turned designer, she said to have a quick interview with Ryan Seacrest that she said she's working on dropping Cutler from her government name. Check it out.
Now, Kristen, I just want you to know that your name on the Zoom should be changed.
Wow!
Did you know that?
Technically, I'm still Cutler. I'm literally going to take a note right now to change it.
You know, when I got divorced the first time, I've only got divorced once.
For now.
The second one's just a dream waiting to happen. But when I got divorced the first time, my ex-wife kept my name.
Oh, she did?
Because my last name was actually better than her. I mean, as far as how it flowed with her name, better than her maiden name.
If I married somebody who was on a level above me, like if I was Sherry Elba, I would keep Elba. If I was Sherry Martinez, I would keep Martinez.
Sherry Martinez! Bang, 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 bang.
All right, well, moving on. Do you guys remember your first day of school? Being little and being so excited, everything's
new.
Yes.
Well, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's baby girl, Stormy, started preschool, I'm sure way different than any of us talking right now did. So it starts out kind of simple, cute little black dress. No big deal.
Right.
But then she's also got on a pair of Air Jordans with
little
diamonds.
Jordans.
Hang on, there's more. Her outfit's not done yet, you guys, because she also donned a $12,000 pink Hermes backpack. And keep in mind, she's just doing preschool at home, like Zoom preschool.
If you are Kylie Jenner, you can't win. All right, you're Kylie Jenner, you can't win. You're going to dress Stormy for school. If she were to be, you know, like the rest, and let's take little Stormy down to Kmart and get her something for school, everybody be ripping on her for taking her to Kmart.
Almost seems like when you're posting it on social media, you throw it in people's face about the amount of wealth that you have. So sometimes
you gotta,
I'm saying we, like I got a mansion and a $12,000 backpack for Jeffrey, but sometimes you got to die.
You can say we.
Girl, his backpack got a hole in it. I sold it up the other day because I'm not buying another one.
That's it. All right, coming up, our boy Tone Capone is going to hang out on the set of the new Fox series next to dish with the stars, John Slattery, and the rest of the cast. And mind you, this was before COVID, so don't trip about how close they're sitting, all right? Coming up after the break. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the new Fox series next premieres tomorrow night, and way before COVID, our buddy Tone Capone visited the Chicago set and talked to the cast. Check it out.
If someone knew everything about you, all your secrets, and they could use them against you, would you let them into your life? Of course not. The problem is, you already have.
I'm your friend, right?
Right.
Who are you talking to in here?
Eliza. She's asking me stuff.
No, Eliza doesn't ask questions. She just answers them.
All right, it's your boy Tone Capone here. That's right, got John Slattery here with me, man, hanging out. And your character, Colin, the person that had something to do with this whole thing.
Yeah, I invented this computer program that then kind of goes crazy. He realizes that it's too dangerous. It's going to get too smart too fast. So he unplugs it and locks it up and then gets kicked out of the company because it's worth too much money. So the board kicks him out. And then while he's gone, this thing, they uncover this thing, plug it in, and it goes, it kills somebody.
So do you have any artificial intelligence in your home? Are you the smart person that, like, lights dim? Are you the smart fridge?
No. I don't know. I don't have a smart fridge that, like, tells me when I'm out of milk or whatever.
Right. What is the thing that you thought that will be out by now, technology-wise, by 2020 that's not here yet?
Jetpacks.
Okay.
There's even a band called We Were Promised Jetpacks, and I remember when I saw it, I was like, yeah, we were promised jetpacks.
Did you guys own smart speakers at all at home?
Yeah.
I do.
I got everything that's smart. I mean, I like the speakers and the Alexas, but for sure, it's listening to every conversation I'm having at home.
That's the thing, because that's another part of the show, right? It's playing into the conspiracy theory that everybody thinks. We know that they're listening a little bit, yeah. But even more than what they say they are.
A little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit. Yeah, of course, I'm going to get probably an ad for the show immediately when I leave at the time.
I hope so.
Right,
I hope they give you an ad.
Yeah.
Just this weekend, I had dinner plans. I booked it on Open Table. And then they were like, all of a sudden it was in my calendar. And then like a half hour before I went to dinner, my phone told me to turn it off because I was going to go to dinner. And I was like, this thing's now parenting me and telling me when. I was like, this is crazy. Like, this thing's crazy.
Yeah, that's
it's like, it was like suggesting to me, like, maybe you'll have a better dinner if you put me in your pocket for a little while. I was like, why don't you just mind your own business?
Technology that you wish would come back. So, like, a old technology, like.
Oh my God, the Razer phone. I love those Razer phone. You felt so cool when you opened it. It's like, yeah. You know, like, I miss opening the phone like that.
You know,
so fun.
Doesn't really count, but this is what I thought of. I was angry. We didn't have a lot of games. I didn't have a lot of money growing up, so I never had one of those Operation games, or a Light Bright, or a Snoopy Snow Cone machine. Like, we had Yahtzee and Parcheesi, which, thank you, they were fun, but I really, that's not technology.
I was gonna say, the thousand fingers in the hotel, you know, you put a quarter in and you...
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, so picture this. Now, imagine you're at a zoo and the parrot tells you to f*** off. What?
That's cute.
All right.
What zoo are we at?
A UK zoo had to separate 5 African gray parrots from each other because they were encouraging each other to curse in front of visitors. And the zoo got the parrots. So apparently the zoo got the parrots separately in August and quarantined them together. They ended up with a room full of cursing parrots. The zoo's chief executive says some visitors found it funny, but with kids visiting, they decided to move them. But if they teach the other birds bad language, then they may end up with 250 swearing birds.
Wow.
I would fly to the UK to see 250 cursing parrots. I would never bring my son, but I would be there multiple times just to hear that.
These parrots apparently have had it with 2020, because I know I've been saying you a lot, and they saying it too. But really, think about it. What's funnier? Is it funnier for the parents to be saying curse words, or is it funnier when kids curse? Because when kids curse, hey, Craig, you know that's funny too.
It is. It's because they always use it in the best appropriate place, because like we parents, we're so used to cursing, we curse at random. Kids will use it right in the right spot.
Yes, they do.
Right? Now, I am appalled that they're blaming this on the African parrots. I'm sure they learned from a non-African. Like, you know, you can't just pin everything on
that's
us.
True.
Come on.
Crack. It's so much cursing going on. My son has heard more cursing, especially since I joined Dish Nation. Oh. That's really what it is. Oh. It's not even 2020.
Oh, Lord.
I be cursing so much. My son comes out, and he's like, everybody in my classroom hears you and your other people cursing,
that's
mommy.
Funny.
He's banned. He can't watch because I can't help it.
But please don't stop. Don't stop, y'all.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.